hold.
Timothy wanted the hold, eh?
They both got a hold.
Oh, that's clever.
See? So Becky said you both had half a hold. I thought that's what you said, half a hold.
Yeah, I did
not. Much too much.
Yeah, it was my fault. Sorry. Now, if you had my plate, then you won't have any trouble with that.
What age will she teach?
7-8 year old boys at the moment. And she will teach.
That's enough.
Which is what she did at Ludlow, remember? Well, she had the 5-6.
That's a lot to read.
And I think she really likes those. She only got these because she wanted to move to Ludlow. To Durham.
Yeah.
Spread it!
Hurry up, because he wants the margarine. Can he have the margarine while you're spreading that? I think we've got enough then. Mm. I mean chopping clothes. No, you can chop it either that way or that way.
But what if you chop and then chop? Then they'll be squares.
That's right, they'll be four then. They're four bits. Life is so complicated.
Mum, but it's tricky, Mummy. Because when you chop that way and then that way,
that's true, actually. What would you like now, Tim, on there? Seem to have got rather a lot of margarine on there. I hope you're going to eat all your toast today, not like yesterday.
The margarine.
The margarine. Yeah. You've got margarine. Tell us what you like.
Down by the Marmite.
Mum, I've seen the rice crispy.
Rice crispy in where? In my tea. Oh yes, there is. It's a bit soggy. That's right.
Come back, I'll sit.
Stick
it there.
I don't know.
Finger popped tea.
Probably dropped too when we were shaking them in the bowl. Rice Krispies seem to get everywhere. When I do the hoovering, there's Rice Krispies everywhere in funny places.
But they're not very good.
It's a Hoover Day today, too.
Why?
We haven't cleaned for ages.
It's Hoover Day.
We'll have a go at it today.
And then I'm going to go.
You're going to help me. You're going to stay here, I'm afraid. What? Me and you doing the cleaning in the morning.
Where am I going to go?
We're not going anywhere, we're staying here.
Can I help you plant the
bulbs? Probably not, because I think I'll have to do it while you're at school, because Daddy tells me it's going to rain this afternoon. So I'm going to have to do that this morning. Pity that.
Can I cut the green on tomorrow?
Because it says on the packet we ought to plant them immediately after buying, and we don't know when Auntie Gwen bought them. And it might rain tomorrow as well. I think I ought to put them in while it's fine. Now.
In?
In the ground. I'll save you a couple if you like, and plant two ways down.
I must have planted them yesterday. I must have bought them yesterday.
Mm. I want to plant.
You want to plant them. You can have me plant them, because you'll be around. It's easy to go to school and not plant bulbs. So never mind.
And Dad is going to go work.
Yes. It'll be me and you planting bulbs and cleaning the house this morning.
It's not our job.
Yeah, it's a a jobs morning this morning. Kitchen floor's disgusting. We'll have to clean kitchen floor, Tim. That'd be fun, won't it?
We'll try to...
No, you'll be at school. Just me and you. Scrubbing away at the floor. You'd rather do it with Christopher, wouldn't you? Sorry, Mama.
Christopher is going to help us do the garden.
Oh, well, he will, because he'll be at school as well. We'll have to wait till the holidays and then Christopher can join in doing things like gardening and helping with the
It's come Sunday or Saturday. How long are we staying at Joe's?
Oh, that's ages away, you know. It's not till May. We're going to go 2 nights to Joe's.
2 nights, about. And what day do we go?
We go on a Saturday.
Saturday, so we go home Sunday.
No. We stay Saturday night and we stay Sunday night and we go back on Monday. But yeah. We're going home and we're going to York.
Straight up. Mm-hmm. Why?
It's a long, long way to Joe's. So just go right all that way to 2 nights would not really be worth it.
Tim, since you've already licked your knife, right, can we have a prayer as well? I've got to go in 1 minute.
I'll just stop first.
Right, which one would you like? You choose. Dear.
What is that?
The wise man built his house upon a rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. And the rain came tumbling down.
And the rain came down and the sun came up.
I've got to dig rocket.
The rain came down and the floods came up, and the house on the rock stood firm. But the foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. And the rain came tumbling down, splash, splash. And the rain came down and the floods came up. The rain came down and the floods came up. The rain came down and the floods came up. And the house on the sand fell flat.
That's the flat bit.
At work, and for Tim and I as we stay at home, help us to know the kind of things to do. And this afternoon when Grandma comes, pray that we'll be able to have a time with her as well. Amen.
I'll feed you my toast. I'll feed you my toast.
Righty ho ho. Can you wipe your hands please, because you get sticky all over the piano. Even more.
Do it lots and lots.
Because I noticed it's very sticky on the piano. But it's why? Because of those notes that are a bit sticky.
Why?
Just because you put sticky fingers on. You didn't mean to. It just was.
How did you know before you touched them
now? Because I felt them last night and thought, ooh, these are sticky. I'm going to get like these. I don't want it because Tim and I are doing the domestics anyway. Oops. So you'd be home normal time, or even earlier if we're lucky.
I don't
or later think if we're unlucky.
Well, I was estimating normally.
Well,
okay.
Which head do I have to meet with?
Half five-ish, or quarter to six-ish.
Mommy! Yeah.
Well, I think half five, but then sometimes it's quarter to six.
I know.
Bob.
I suppose I ought to think what's the surprise, pleasant surprise.
I'm scared the car because I don't want to walk. It's too cold.
You don't want to walk where?
The school.
We have to walk.
It's the cold. The car.
Let me chop you that much and you have that. You don't play that one. This is something for you to write underneath. I thought it was a bit complicated. That's all to do with writing that one. To rain as well, look at that. We're going to have to put our raincoats on.
Oh!
It's raining in time for us to go to school. Come on.
Oh!
Oh, team, come on. Umbrella. What?
Thank you.
would be nice, but I don't think it is. Daddy said it's going to rain a lot of time. A lot of good time. Come on then. Because we thought it was going to be a bit fine this morning, but it didn't last very long, did it?
No.
Oh, that's not the daffodils, though. That's a bit of old irises from last year.
I don't put my foot on the ground. I don't put my leg right.
That's a good job, it's not too far to school, isn't it?
What's the name of the dry lot?
Right, we'll just put
them
in the radiator.
I have to go to the kitchen. Things.
We'll change the sheets on your bed, Tim. Mum's got to turn a wash. I think they've been on there a long time.
Some more in there.
Will it all fit?
No!
Just keep pushing if you get in there.
I can't.
Just put one thing in rather than a whole lot of things. That helps.
I can't do it.
Grass seed the other day just on those bare patches.
Yeah.
Why don't we need a soap in? What time is it now? 12. Oh, I feel very satisfied I've managed to clean the place.
Have you done your
picnic thing?
Picnic thing.
What you slots in? Picnic thing, put the slots in. Oh no, not yet. Well no, for a while it's up on the display. That would be post there for the first time. Oh! Oh, that's nice. Oh, I can have an IT update for supply teachers. Wednesday the 15th of April. Will you babysit for me?
What are you doing?
It's a day trip. Computers, you know? Software on computers. Well, I tried to go on Monday. I tried to go on one 2 Mondays ago in Redditch and they told me too late. The school told me too late, so I rang up the place and said, I would like to go. Are you having another? And they said, there's possibility of one coming in April in Kidderminster if you're interested. And I said, well, I would be interested if you send me the details. And it says, well, I'm now able to offer you the rearranged date for the IT update for supply teachers. It's a Wednesday. So there's no trouble, is it really? Just the morning as well as the afternoon, and collecting Christopher as well. It starts at 9:15, so I'd have to bring him over to you quite early. Yeah. And then I can take you home afterwards. Because if it finishes at 3, I won't be home till 3:45 at the earliest. Yeah. Oh, I'll enjoy that. It'll be a nice little trip. Please bring a packed lunch, coffee will be provided. No funding available for travelling or subsistence costs. Typical. They always do this on us as supply teachers. You have to go because you want to do it. It's a bit of a cheek really, because I should imagine it's one of the most oversubscribed courses as well. I mean, you know, that when I went on for language and the national curriculum and that other thing I did on the national curriculum, masses of people there.
This is
paste. I did.
I thought, what a busy thing.
So you're happy to do it? Are you away or here?
I'm going to be away.
15th of April.
That's the week before.
I was hoping they weren't going to put it on a silly day.
That's,
Is it? When's Easter then?
End of April.
Oh, it could well be then.
Maybe it's called something about.
Oh, will she be here?
No, she's not.
Alright. Those poor fish need feeding again. I'm really pleased about that because last time when I was really disappointed I've been refused the course because I thought I would be right up my street that. Because when I was teaching full time, I was quite into these ear computers at the beginning. I was the one that went
rushing. That's too much!
You know, if it had been anything. It's
not too much, it's fine. You watch them gobble it down. It's only because it spreads out. Because there's been so much more technology, you know,
since
it started.
Yes. They want to know the latest.
Yeah. And apparently there's a thing called, in the afternoon, it's called Software for Survival for supply teachers.
What are you doing?
Which sounds like a good scheme.
Oh, are you? Oh, I wondered what you were saying.
Oh, here's Joe's birthday card.
It's really hard, he'll go fluff if I let go. If I let go, you'll go on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh dear, that's terrible. Here's hoping your birthday will be unfroggettable. There's a frog hopping about on it.
Who's that?
Little
Joe?
Yeah.
Come
has it. Yeah. Oh, that's very nice. Book token as well, £3. I like a book token because I always feel a bit guilty buying books, you know, because I've got so many.
I think I've got so many. So I go and look in the library. Oh, I do what Mavis does now. She goes and looks in the bookshop.
And then goes to the library to get the bookshop.
Last
thought
is because she said
she felt like
that. You know, she's
a book token. If it's a book token, that's it, isn't it, really?
Yeah, she's standing in the bookshop writing the names and the things down, you see, and then she goes to the library. She hasn't been out properly yet with her knee, has she?
Who are we talking about? No, she said in her letter that she had. Well, it was just a little square of paper. What are you doing, dear? Running around the room with a tape measure.
Clock says
half past 12.
It's nearly bedtime.
Oh no. Surely.
It's going all the way around here and the back.
11:25, you should be asleep then.
Michael gave Jill a
sunbed. We're not asleep.
What?
A sunbed for her birthday to encourage her to rest because she won't stop. She won't put her feet up.
Yeah,
she's pregnant. She knows she's pregnant. She still rushes about like I don't know what.
That's when we go to
so,
sleep.
He's giving her a sunbed. Oh, that's rather clever.
There's two.
You've got the little end on two and the big end on seven.
There are two.
Has Andrew recovered from his tiredness then?
Wait.
Or is he still tired?
Oh, we were fine last night because we just sat zonked in front of Inspector Morse all night, you know. Every time they... the nice thing about the video is, what we've discovered since we've had it, you know, like when the telephone goes and you think, oh rats, I'm going to miss the programme.
You can stop it.
You can. It's wonderful. So every time the telephone went, which was quite a few times, it was quite pleasant. And then we fancied supper in the middle and it was nice. It was very cosy. Well, it was very pleasant, I must say.
Laura's got one. The more you look at the more you look at the...
It's a luxury, though. I mean, you know, you don't need it. The fact that we got one for Christmas, it was very nice.
I was only thinking, there's not much on the front
of it. No, but you can choose what you want to use. I find it particularly good for the children, because
really.
We'd hardly ever watch the children's programmes official.
Yeah.
We watch bits and pieces that we...
Christopher likes me to put that wild...
Yes, the really wild show. Yes. Yeah. She can't manage normal size meals.
What, does she have big ones?
No, loads of little ones.
Wait.
It's So when she goes out for a meal, she's got a problem. Now, if that was me, I'd be having loads of big ones. This little friend there, he kept waking up constantly, you did, didn't he? Shouting for mummy or daddy or somebody.
Yeah.
A silly bell.
You're going to bed to sleep.
I'm awake because I need to bring my mum.
He seemed to be awake for a long time. I think, you know, like you wake up and you don't know what to do with yourself. I think it was like that. So every quarter of an hour or so, he kept shouting for a drink because he didn't know quite what to do with himself.
Your mother used to sleep black and white.
There.
And she's doing
Harvard. There.
Oh, that's a very nice letter. I was just thinking that maybe Jill hadn't got her birthday card because she's the type of person who would write and say thank you, if you know what I mean.
She had got it.
She had got it, and it was a lengthy letter, so. But I thought it would be included in my birthday present, but she's not. She's done it separately. In fact, I think that's second class stamp. Oh yeah, she's going to carry on till there, 1st of May.
Catch that.
6 weeks.
Catch.
She's got 6 weeks. Well, you can go on as long as you like, really. Well, you. No. Well, what they do is they tell you the earliest you can leave, and then you can leave after that if you prefer.
Manchester used to give
me
a date and that was it.
All right.
You still got it?
I was lucky because I had the summer holidays included in mine. So it meant that they paid me for the summer holidays because I didn't officially stop work till the 1st of September.
Catch.
So I got paid for August, which I thought was quite clever, really. Because my date would have been sort of halfway through the summer holiday. What am I supposed to do with this?
Hold it tight, mummy. I can tell you that. You see I'm trying to pull it out of your hand, isn't it? If I let go, you'll go such a foot on the floor. What's this crane doing down here?
Well, he's been craning. He's been doing a blue tractor or something, he said.
Yeah, he's doing
his
own blue.
I've got it!
That was because I didn't have time to sit and colour with him. So he decided he'd do it all blue himself, didn't he?
You haven't
done any green trees, have you? I'll bring some monkeys out in one box.
Yeah, you can go and bring something else down. I only brought that one down because we haven't seen it for a long time. Just choose one thing that you want to play with. Don't just bring down any old thing.
Just bring something. One thing.
A game, perhaps. That'd be nice. Have we got time for a game?
So we're not having Matthew anymore.
Well, we might do.
And Grandma's got fed
up. Exactly. But I'm not putting myself out. Like, I'll accept that April the 15th and everything.
If you bring him over to my house.
Does it say I've got to do anything about it? Or does it say I'm on it anyway? No, I don't think so. If you are unable to attend on this date, please contact Janet ITS Worcester. Well, I am able to, so that's it then. Enclose the map. Look forward to seeing you. Jolly good. Should be exciting. I'll never find my way around Kidderminster.
I say you did say you wanted to go, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I said I was very keen. Zion Hill School.
Does Christopher do any company?
Oh yeah, he's done loads of things. I think they have a system whereby they have it in the classroom for a week and then somebody else has it, so sort of once a month or something it turns up and they have a sort of intensive thing on it. I think that's the way it works. Oh, that's nice, you brought the tractor down.
Mom!
Can't make out where this school is.
Mom!
Birmingham Road, there we are. 4, 5, 6. Hey.
Mom!
can see it.
The same one.
It is the same one. We did that one yesterday.
You
played.
Oh, was it the day before?
Can't Grandma play? She's come specially to play with you. Haven't you, Grandma? On the table. We'll do it on the table.
Here's my whistle. I found it. I've got that lorry.
Oh, there's the ring road. Oh, we don't need to go down to the ring road. That's handy. Sometimes when I've been out and chatted to lots of people, I can't remember who I've talked to. You're supposed to write them down, so sometimes I can have a quick listen to see it. I'm sure I still forget people and stuff. Do my best.
When do you end it, that?
Friday.
You come for it. What's near, please? What have I got?
Chicken roll. That's all right. There's plenty of it. It's just last night's leftovers. This is quite clever, look, because they've got the yellow, the white and the pink all separated, so you can mix them if you want, or you could make a patch of them.
You'd have to make a patch of them.
I don't know, I thought I'd mix them along the side there. Ham and things like that, picks it out. What are you doing, Tim?
Oh no, Timothy.
Eat it properly, please. If we'd have some cucumber and tomatoes if you wanted, but it's just not fair.
Cucumber, for some reason, you only had one piece of cucumber. We had it all night.
Yeah.
It's funny. Cucumbers, because I like cucumber. But it doesn't usually not always like me, but yesterday it didn't. I don't know why. That's your going to bed there, cucumber.
Yeah.
You only had that one piece.
Mm.
I don't know why.
I've got cream cheese.
You've got cream cheese, yeah.
Mm. But they're cold, aren't they?
Mm. Had it for a bit.
I don't know.
Trouble is, he doesn't blow his nose right, do you? Can't blow it properly.
No.
It stays around for a bit. He sort of sniffs it and swallows it, I think. I don't know if we'll do story time today because Clark's not well.
Hello?
I don't know. Yesterday, Mrs. Morris was taking Mrs.